of every month, we have a very special guest. You already know who I'm talking about because he's been on with us. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know how many months now. At least 6 months. That's half a year. Look at this guy. Yeah, how honored we are to have him join us each and every first Tuesday of the month. One of my favorite guests that we ever bring on. Let's bring him on now. He is Chief Meteorologist for WFSB Channel 3, Bruce DePriest. Bruce, good morning.
Gary, good morning. How are you this morning?
Not too bad, my friend. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing just fine. Here we are, you know, beginning of February. It seems like we're cruising right along during the winter season. Time is just going by too fast.
Well, no, time has been going by too fast for a year, for decades. You know, you're absolutely right. I have no disagreement with you there. I think what's on a lot of people's minds is here we are in early February, and we're looking at the forecast for the next 7 days, and that takes us to the middle of the month already. And really, and I'm going to knock on wood here, but because, for full disclosure, me personally, I am not a fan of lots of snow or even cold weather. But I know, I live in southern New England, I live in Connecticut, so what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, we get all four seasons here, and that's fine and dandy. I accept that. But really, there's been no significant snowstorm with significant snow accumulation. We've had little bits here and there, as you well know.
Right, yep.
But nothing that's really where you sit there and go, wow, we got to really break out the snow blower for this one.
That's true, yeah.
What do you attribute it to?
Well, you know, I mean, the winters do have their cycles. You know, we'll have bad winters followed by relatively calm winters. This winter actually got off to a pretty early start.
I remember that,
a decent snowstorm back in early December. And it turned out that, you know, December was pretty close to normal as far as temperatures go. But then here comes January, and wow, did it get mild. We had 70 degrees.
Yeah, and even today, yesterday.
And it turned out to be the ninth warmest January on record. So things can really flip-flop in a hurry. I remember back in 1989 when we had an extremely cold December, and then it flip-flopped and we had one of the warmest Januaries on record. So even in the whole topic of climate change and so on, there are going to be winters that will flip-flop. And a lot of times when you get off to an early start, it can't sustain itself. Now, that could work in the other direction from here on in. I don't see anything, you know, major in terms of snowstorms for a while. But when we get into late February and March, that turns out to be one of the snowiest periods that we normally have. So, you know, I think at some point winter's going to come back with a vengeance. And hopefully that doesn't mean, you know, it's going to eat into our spring, because things can be pretty nasty in late February, March, and even the first half of April.
Well, that's I'm glad you bring that up, because that's where I was going next. March is historically a wild card. It could go either direction. Listen, there's been March. My birthday's in March, so I remember weather, and it's the end of March. And I remember having snowstorms. I remember digging myself out of my driveway and going, oh, my goodness, this is late March. Technically, it's spring, even though, the 21st of March is the first day of spring, right?
This year is the 19th because of the leap year.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
I was looking at the calendar yesterday. I said, what? Spring begins on the 19th? It's because of the leap year. We have one extra day in February.
I forgot about that. All right. So, you know, and then there's been Marches where I'm walking around in shorts, you know, and it's such a wild card. But you bring up an interesting point, Bruce, because, you know, it may not be such a good thing that we're not receiving winter weather in winter, because it can get prolonged. And as people start looking forward to spring, and we're opening day at the baseball parks, which happens to also be in late March this year, you're contending, you could possibly, you have the potential to be contending with snow, or at the, or if not snow, you know, very, very
ice.
Cold temperature,
sure.
Or ice, right? Or that's even worse, or ice, or just cold temperatures, you know?
You bring up a very good point. I remember a few years ago we had a sleet storm in April that made roads horrendous. And, of course, back in 1982, we had a snowstorm that was actually a blizzard. It was in, I think it was April 6th and 7th in 1982, and we had a storm that brought anywhere from 12 to 16 inches of snow. And, you know, we could just get really bad storms right up until about April 15th. I don't normally call the snow season off until April 15th.
Tax day.
Tax day, exactly. Because the winter has been taxing on us.
That's right. It's been taxing. It's been a taxing winter. Have you noticed, and maybe this is all in my head, Bruce, but it almost seems like things have shifted where October isn't necessarily the fall-type weather that I used to experience when I was a child, you know? And even the foliage is now starting at a late, at least in my mind, starting at a later time and going in deeper into November, where I look at October as actually a pretty warm and sunny month. However, on the flip side of that, I look at April rather than it being, you know, I know it's springish and so on and so forth. I see April as being just an extended part of winter nowadays. It's almost like things have just shifted. Is that in my? It could all be in my mind. I realize that, but I don't know.
I think you're onto something there. I really do.
I don't know.
Well, even back in 2011, when we had that crazy October snowstorm,
right,
it was really mild all the way up until then. That's why we lost so much power, because the trees were still leafed out, you know, many of them. And then along comes the late October snowstorm, and the leaves, you know, they collect all the snow, and the branches come down, and we have our worst power outage on record.
Oh.
So that was a case where, you know, a mild October set us up for a disaster. But I think you're onto something. You know, I've noticed this. All Octobers can be really nice, and things start to change in November. And then, you know, April can be cold and snowy, and it seems like we go from winter to summer without having much of a spring. That I've heard from a lot of people. You know, quite a few people have come up to me and said that. We go from winter to spring or summer. Where's spring? And I say, you're right. You know, April could be nasty, then all of a sudden it gets hot in May, and there we go. Here comes summer.
Well, that used to be the exception rather than the rule, but I think there's been a change lately where it's been, as of late, the rule rather than the exception.
It has. No, I totally agree with you. And, you know, it brings in the overall topic of climate change. And, you know, climate does change with or without us on this planet. Climate does change and things do shift. Now, could they shift back 10 years from now? Absolutely. It's really hard to predict, because in the atmosphere, there are cycles, there are rhythms, and there are cycles within cycles. And it's kind of hard to sort out all the background noise that ultimately determine what our weather is going to be. But one thing we haven't seen much of this winter is something we call the NAO, which is the North Atlantic Oscillation. And that's a short-term event that could cause our weather to turn cold and snowy. We haven't really seen much of that. That's a short-term cycle, but there's a longer cycle. So if you can just picture a band, you know, with nobody in sync with the instruments, the tuba's doing this, the trumpet's doing that. There are all these cycles and noise that are going on at the same time within the atmosphere. And it's really kind of hard to sort things out. But ultimately, they all have an impact on what we feel down here on the ground.
Mm. Interesting. Now you mentioned climate change. Now, that could be a whole conversation for another day.
We
probably need a lot more time than this. But climate change existed even prior to the Industrial Revolution of 120 years ago, right?
This is correct. Yep, climate has been changing over the millenniums.
Yeah, over the millenniums, plural. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Okay.
Now, are we enhancing climate change? I think so. You know, I mean, here we are, we're spewing out carbon dioxide, and you know, one of the biggest contributors to climate change is methane. You know, it's the livestock industry, and it's kind of interesting. Yeah, you're right. This could be a whole other topic, but. You know, you're starting to see a lot more restaurants offer plant-based food and things like that to, you know, perhaps cut down on the livestock industry somewhat. But it's hard to determine what percentage we're contributing. Is it small? Is it large? If we weren't here, would we still be going through a warming cycle? It's really hard to say. And the other problem that I have, you know, with climate change is that it's portrayed to be all bad, but I kind of look at both sides. I have to, as a weather forecaster, what's right, what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good things about, you know, a warming Earth, and that, you know, you extend the growing season, you know, and that we got an ever-increasing population on the planet. We need to feed people. It reduces the heating bill. And there's a lot of positives. More people die because of cold weather than they do of hot weather.
Hmm.
So, I try to look at both sides. I'm not denying that climate change is occurring. I'm just, the thing that I have a hard time with is that, is it really all bad? And how much are we contributing versus how much would naturally occur?
And I just look at it where the Earth has been around for billions of years, and we've been, what, industrious for, what, 100? You know, I mean,
yes.
You know, and I mean, you, cyclones and the tectonic plates and the ice age and the war Earth cools and the Earth. I mean, the Earth has gone through so much, and it's only been industrialized for 110 years or whatever. You know, I mean, it's. I'm trying to look at it and put it in the proper context and perspective. I only have a couple of minutes left with you, but I want to bring something up that my wife had brought up to me.
Okay.
And she goes, have you, like, the last year, if you remember the snowstorms that we got last year, they seemed to be like every Wednesday. Okay. And you may not remember. You may remember this because this is, you know, your wheelhouse. But it was a year ago, so I won't hold it to you. And yet this year, it seems like the storms that we get, albeit smaller storms, as we were mentioning earlier, seem to be occurring on Saturdays,
on the weekend.
Yeah, on the weekend, yeah. Exactly. So you have noticed this then? It's,
oh yeah. Well, you know,
why is that?
Again, you get into these cycles. You know, there comes a rhythm in the atmosphere where all of a sudden, you know, you start getting a storm every weekend. One of them was a snowstorm, I believe, on January 18th, followed by a rainstorm the following weekend. And now this weekend, we have the potential for some snow on Sunday morning. So, you know, like I said, we do have these cycles within cycles, and you get into this pattern where, you know, you get into a rhythm where every weekend or every Wednesday, you get into a storm and it repeats itself for weeks on end, then all of a sudden it breaks. It's true. No, I have noticed the same thing every weekend. And poor Mike Cameron, he's our meteorologist.
I know he is.
He's the one that takes the brunt of it all.
So I'm glad that you noticed. My wife will be happy to know that you noticed that as well.
You know, it's funny. Everything you brought up that you and your wife have noticed, I've noticed as well. And so have a lot of other people.
Well,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, it is very good.
That means we're all on the same page here.
And, you know, the topic of climate change is a very difficult one. I don't like to see it politicized. You know, I like it to be pure science, but it's something we really have to pay attention to. And I don't like to be, you know, blamed. I mean, basically, I do my job as far as trying to reduce the carbon footprint that we produce as a family in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good idea. You know, you reduce carbon dioxide emission, you tend to reduce other pollution that might go into the atmosphere, and I think overall it's a pretty good thing. But, you know, ultimately I think what's going to happen is going to be determined, too, by what the sun does. You know, if the sun may get weaker over the next 40 years, then there is a chance things might cool off. That is one possibility. I just believe, and I honestly believe this, that 40 years from now, we may all be very surprised what we're talking about. And I think whatever we're predicting now, we might be very surprised what's occurring 40 years from now.
Meaning what?
It could be warmer, it could be colder, and a lot of it depends on what the sun does and how the interaction of the sun can alter the warming that's going on right now and either slow it down or reverse it. It's going to be a very interesting thing to see. And weather and climate, they're very difficult things to predict. I often say, if I can't tell you exactly how much snow and ice is going to fall Thursday morning, which is 2 days from now,
right?
You know, how can somebody tell me what the Earth's temperature is going to be, 100 years from now? And the Earth doesn't have one temperature. It has many. So it's not like the human body where it's 98.6 degrees. The Earth has many temperatures, and you can't just say, this is what the temperature is going to be. It's a very, very complex scenario. And, you know, back in the 1970s, for example, the general theme was, well, we're heading into a mini ice age.
I remember
and
that.
I remember that distinctly. And then all of a sudden in the 1980s, things reverse. And now it's, global warming, which evolved into climate change. So, I keep an open mind on the topic. I really do. But, you know, I've seen so much, you know, long-range forecast go down the tubes, you know, a hurricane season that's supposed to ease up, and then all of a sudden it turns out to be a really bad one. And these are all within a period of 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
Let alone trying to forecast what the climate
right,
might do
right?
50 to 100 years from now.
Right.
It's such a complex science.
You know, and that's why people respect you and why you've been on the air for so long. It's because you don't, no, seriously, you're objective. You look at things pretty fairly and non-politically. You just look at the facts.
Right.
And really, in being objective and looking at it scientifically. And that says a lot about your character, Bruce, and that's, again, why you're here with us every month, why our listeners love you, why your viewers love you. They adore you. And listen, the proof is in the pudding. That's why you've been on the air for so long, and because you do a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you very much. No, I do try to look at things objectively. I think, you know, in the science of weather, you know, I have to go in there every day and look at the models and look at what's happening. And it's not just the models. You know, you take a look at that. That's just part of the equation with coming up with the weather forecast. But you have to be a, excuse me, you have to be a doubting Thomas. You look at the GFS, which is the American model, the European model, and say, all right, what's right with it? What's wrong with it? And, you know, sometimes I'll wrestle with the forecast because you're trying to be as objective as possible. So it's difficult to say the least, but at the same time, it's interesting and it's also a lot of fun.
Listen, I talk to people all the time who will politicize it from one angle or another, depending on which party their ideology kind of skews to. But when you look at something on a blank slate, you just look at the facts, you look at it scientifically, you look at it based in a meteorological way. That would be the recommended way that I would tell people to look at not just climate change, but really anything, you know, even any issue, acts for that matter, you know?
It's true.
Facts.
Yeah, very, very true.
The facts.
Facts.
Cannot thank you enough, Bruce. You are always I'll tell you, you're so popular with our listeners.
Well, thank you.
We hear from them all the time. They'll email us and say we love you having Bruce on every month. So
it's a great time. We get a chance and have time to talk about things that, you know, on TV I only have 3 minutes for it.
Right. So. I look forward to next month. It'll be March, and hey, maybe winter will show up. Maybe it won't.
I have a funny feeling it will.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we're going to do wagering now. we'll have a friendly wager, a gentleman's wager. You say it will, and there's a part of me that actually agrees with you, sadly. But I'll just say, for the fun of it, I'll say, all right, we're going to continue along this mild winter then. How about that?
All right.
We'll talk to you then.
You might be right. Okay.
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, Bruce. You're the best. Thanks so much.